Got a coach on the line right now. We've got Coach Morgan Dixon, head coach of the Oreck Bearcats. And, of course, Oreck, one of the top teams in that I-70 conference. Tonight the Bearcats face Lone Jack. And, Coach Dixon, appreciate the call tonight. And, hey, you guys get a nice win. You knock off Lone Jack tonight.
Well, good to talk to you, Joe. But I'm at Polo now, not at Oreck anymore.
Oh, you're at Polo. Okay. I knew that you weren't the Oreck. I don't know what I'm doing. Kind of brain dead right now. But who'd you play tonight, Morgan?
Well, we didn't play tonight, but we've had three games this week.
You know, you got a nice win over Concordia early in the week, didn't you?
Well, no, that was the girls that won. We got a win over Trenton and South Harrison, and Concordia got us last night.
Okay, and the Concordia, they got a pretty good ball club. Coach Brent Cooper does a good job of that team, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. They've got some pretty solid players. They've got five or six guys that can really play, and they're kind of tough. We're down a couple starters, and so it makes it kind of tough on us last night. But I've known him for a long time. He does a good job with them.
Yeah, he does. Well, talk about your win. You get a nice win over Trenton. Talk about that game.
Yeah, Trenton. We went up there Monday night, so we had a long drive up to Trenton, and our leading scorer Joe Beaver got in foul trouble in the first half, and he probably only played 2 or 3 minutes in the first half, and I told him as long as we're ahead, we're going to keep him on the bench. And Alex Pilger came through, and he ended up with 18 points that night. And Joe only had 9, but Trent Raby had 10. So we had a good overall team effort, and we played a pretty good game and won 47-43 on Monday night.
Yeah, pretty good defensive battle. You hold Trent to 43 points, so you got to feel good about the way your team played on the D end.
Yeah, we have to do that because we normally don't score very well. So we got to play pretty good defense if we're going to win any games.
Yeah, who's been playing well for you? Who else? You mentioned a couple kids. Who else has been playing well?
Well, yeah, our leader is Joe Beaver. He's a senior, and he on Tuesday night we played South Harrison. He had 31. So
wow.
He's closing in on 1,000 points for his career. He's a pretty good player. He does it on both ends of the floor. Mentioned Alex Pilger. He's our second leading scorer, and when Joe's not scoring, he is. And our third leading scorer is Trent Raby, and right now he's hurt. At 11 against South Harrison, but he, in practice the other day, he did something to his shoulder and he hadn't been able to lift it a couple days, so he missed the Concordia game and hasn't practiced. So we're hoping it's not anything torn, it's just a little strain, so he can get back with us. And we've got Cody Blackwell. He's a defensive specialist, hasn't played basketball before, and he's a junior, and he tweaked an ankle, so he hasn't played a couple games this week either. So we're kind of wounded warriors right now. We're trying to get healthy. Got another shoulder with Dylan Blystone, our big guy in the middle. He popped his shoulder out of place during a tournament a couple weeks ago and just kind of been battling with it. So, we're not doing a great job with health-wise, but the kids are battling and they're playing hard. So that's exciting to watch that at least.
Talk about Joe Beaver. He had 31 points the other night. We're talking with Morgan Dixon up at Polo, and what kind of player is Joe Beaver? What's his specialty on offense?
He's tough. I mean, he likes to go inside. He's a pretty strong kid, about 6'2", 190, 195, and he actually has lost about 20 pounds since last year, and he had knee problems last year and got that care of, and this year he's just a tough kid. He wants to play. He worked hard all summer, and he likes to get out and guard people a little bit, and he's just really strong, and he's got a pretty nice step-back three-point shot that he's been kind of hitting the last several games. And, he's just a scorer. His mentality is, give me the ball and I'm going to score. And South Harrison game, we went into overtime, and, that was tough. We were in a tough spot, and he had to hit a three, and he stepped back and hit that three. And so, pretty good job for him. He's a kid that anybody wants on their team. Get him the ball, and he'll figure out a way to win. He's just a winner.
What's up next for you, Morgan?
We get to go to Gallatin on Monday night, and then when we figure out what's going on there with the rest of a GRC conference, then we have a crossover game on that Saturday, so we don't know who we're playing yet, and we'll figure that out probably on Wednesday, and then we get Tina and Bramer the following week, and then we head into districts.
Well, you're in that Grand River Conference. How are you guys doing in conference play?
Well, right now we're sitting 3-3, and on our side, if we can beat Gallatin on Monday, which is be a tough task, we could end up anywhere 3-5. So
okay.
There could be a three-way tie for third right there. So it'll depend on points and stuff like that. So right now we're kind of right in the middle of the pack, and we're doing the best we can right now.
Morgan, appreciate the call, and I apologize. I remember talking to you when you were over at Oregon. I just, you know, you got to remember, it's late at night, and I'm getting old, you know, so.
Yeah, that's been a few years ago. But
yeah, it has been. Well, anyway, and it sounds like you're doing a good job of polo. Hey, call us every Friday night. We'll be here about 9 o'clock, and we'll stay here till 11:30, midnight, however long it takes. But I know Matt Brownsberger doing a good job over at Oregon. He's doing a good job of that team, and you're doing well, polo. So, good.
He's doing a good job. We played him earlier in the year, and they got us this year. Last year we got them, but, you know, he's doing a good job with them. So.
All right. Morgan, call us next week. We'll talk again.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Joe.
We'll see you, Morgan. All right.